The Hampton Food Festival is back bigger and better than ever after taking a break for COVID last year. And somebody who's going to be showing their wares at the Hampton Food Festival is someone you might know very well from reality television. You might know him as Tarzan. His name is Mark Hurlar and he joins me for breakfast. Good morning to you, Mark.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
I'm well. And obviously, you are gearing up for the Hampton Festival. This time around, though, with something slightly different. Now, apart from all your wonderful roles on reality television and the one-stop insulation shop at one stage here in Toowoomba, you've been very well known for your magnificent limes that you've been growing. But coronavirus, and aptly named perhaps, given how your limes were being used in local pubs and clubs, spoilt the party. What happened there? Tell us the story there.
Well, I mean, like everybody, you know, I think on the planet at the moment's been affected by corona in their own ways. But for us, it wasn't in the physical sense of catching the thing. But basically, they shut the farm down when the coronavirus kicked on, which left us with the whole crop just waiting to be picked, but couldn't be because once you shut the clubs and pubs, you basically shut down the lime farmers as well. So,
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, no, well, I mean, it's a roll-on effect, isn't it?
So, absolutely.
So, mate, yeah, we really started to look at it, like the whole farm, the sustainability, like it made us sit up and just, you know, really look at some things we'd been thinking about for a few years, probably, you know. And one was water reduction. We wanted to save water, but we also realised water was our most valuable commodity on the farm.
Yes.
Which I think, you know, which then led down to the path of us looking at licensing the farm to be able to just sell the water, which is a very debatable issue. So we kind of went, you know what, well, let's get the license to sell water, but let's add more value to it by making our own drink and reducing the size of the orchard and trying to make everything more sustainable. So that's what we did.
Fantastic. So the drink you're talking about is kombucha. Now, a lot of people are talking about this over the last couple of years, but you've actually been making it for a couple of decades.
Yeah. My wife's actually been making it ever since the kids were babies. So, you know, like nearly at least 25 years we've been making it just for ourselves. Yeah. So we've had this nearly ancient recipe.
Not quite ancient, but
certainly, I've been in the family for 25 years, making it on the kitchen bench just for ourselves. And then, funnily enough, when we decided to look at it as an option to make it with our own water supply here and our lime juice, we never used to flavour the kombucha when we made it for ourselves, but we thought, you know, hey, let's put the lime juice with the kombucha and see what we get. And we've come up with four terrific drinks. A bit of lime, a mojito, which is a massive seller because I think, the name itself implies you could add rum.
Yes, that's right.
And then we do a really kick-bang ginger, which the ginger comes from a local grower in Ravensbourne. So he picks it in the morning, brings it to me, and then we juice it and put it straight in the drink.
Isn't that sensational? What a great way to utilise and show off some fantastic local produce. And what a great story that is, how you turn that negative into a positive. And it's so many stories that we've heard like that that has coined the term pivot, which is exactly what you've done. You'll be showing off these products, the new kombucha range, on Sunday at the Hampton Festival?
I will be. Yeah, absolutely. We're really looking forward to being gearing up for it for a bit. We've had such a run on this drink that, you know, our supplies are limited, to say the least. We've been sending it everywhere and we've had such a great interest in it that we've been flat out keeping up locally, and now we've been sending it interstate as well. So we will be there with bells on, but we will have a limited supply. So I don't want to sound like a typical salesman and say, get in early, but if you want it, I'd get in early.
All right, so they don't have to answer a 50-50 question from Kiosk Kev like you famously had on the Outback Shack, or I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. That was fantastic.
Yeah, there's another identity we just touched on.
Oh, sensational. Well, it is a great story and highlighting just how ingenuity and local produce can come together to make a new product that you'll see there at the Hampton Festival, one of many things going on this Sunday, the 16th. Tickets are available right now with a free shuttle bus to and from the festival from Toowoomba Highfields and Crow's Nest. Go along, say good day to Mark, call him Tarzan if you like, he doesn't mind, and have a look at his range of kombucha. Mate, thank you so much for your time this morning,
mate.
And it's a great story. Really appreciate it.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for your time.
Been there, done that, Paul Kelly, and got the T-shirt to prove it. 22-8, it's Lee for breakfast, thanks to Whipple's Volkswagen, Harry Street in Toowoomba. Now, coming up on Sunday, the 23rd of May, Run the Range, part of Rotary, the magnificent event that it is back on again for 2021. Tressa Lindenberg has run up the stairs of the Eastern World Building and abseiled off the side into my studio and joins me this morning for breakfast. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Lee. Thanks for having me again.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. All right, tell us about Run the Range for 2021. What can we expect to be put through?
This year we've, luckily we can go again this year. We've got a great COVID plan, so we plan to go ahead, barring a disaster, we'll be out there running. We are a little bit different this year. We've previously been the Milambay Military Challenge.
Yes.
We're now the Rotary Run the Range Milambay Challenge. Proudly sponsored again by Hutchison's Builders. They are amazing. The difference this year is we have opened the whole event up to the community of Toowoomba and surrounding. So there's not one beneficiary, there's many beneficiaries. So we've had the beneficiary applications open for some time now, and we've got some great partners. We've got MNDME, the Cancer Council, Toowoomba Hospital Foundation, various schools around the city.
Yep.
So what happens is they promote the event amongst themselves, and you can choose who you want to donate your money to. 50% of the registration fee goes directly back to your chosen charity.
Wow.
So it
what
is
a great
remembering.
Idea.
Yeah, it's great. It's remembering our heroes, and you can choose your hero for the day.
That is brilliant. All right. Now, there's a couple of alternatives and two of our most beautiful epic locations, Jubilee and Redwood Parks. And you can either do the 7K or the 15K. Is that right?
Correct. Yes. And it's not, there are no teams. You can actually enter as a team, but run individually.
All right.
So you can choose the 7 or the 15.
Okay. Now, do we need to pre-register because of COVID, or can we still register on the day?
We would prefer if you pre-register, but if for some reason that you can't, we will have registrations opened up on the day. We have changed the pricing as well, so it's much more, it's much more community-friendly and family-friendly.
Fantastic. Now, how do people register prior to the event?
They can go to the Facebook page, the Rotary Run the Range, or the website, runtherange.com.au.
And you've got little checkpoints, I see, along the way where people can stop and a bit of a refresh, a bit of water and some snacks and those sorts of things.
Some people have a picnic.
Yeah, oh, fantastic. That sounds fun
out there. No, it is a beautiful location. And it's right on Toowoomba's doorstep.
It is. And just beautiful part of our region. So go and have a look. All the things that you need to know about are on the website, runtherange.com.au, giving you the full rundown of, what you should wear and what you should bring along on the day and all of those sorts of things, and then talking you through how you go about registering and then nominating the charity that you want your 50% of the money to go towards. And again, I would imagine, Tressa, without a great array of volunteers, this sort of thing wouldn't be able to happen. So we just give a nod to the volunteers as well.
Absolutely.
They've put so much time and effort in.
The Rotary Club of Toowoomba South and the Edge Club, plus many volunteers, go into organising something like this.
Yep.
Rotary have always been long-term, a great charity. So you can guarantee that, all the money raised goes back into the community.
Fantastic. Well, we're very proud to be a part of it as well. And please get your registrations in, get out there and enjoy it. Runtherange.com.au. All the info you can possibly need is there, and it's coming up on Sunday, May 23. Tressa, thank you for your time as always.
Thank you again.
Brilliant. It is 19-8. You would leave for breakfast coming up. Your chance to win $1,000 cash in Triple M's $1,000 Secret Sound. Thanks to Hutondo Homes Toowoomba. Always great to catch up with the Mayor of the Southern Downs Regional Council. Vic Panisi joins me straight after a very special business breakfast. Good morning to you, Vic Panisi.
Good morning, Lee. How are you going today?
I'm very well, thank you. It sounds like you have the business community coming together, and that is great, considering what we had last year. The push is on to regrow our business centres, and you got some great ideas there this morning, I'm assuming.
The business breakfast is about sharing ideas. You know, often as a business owner, you think... You work in your business and you get into this place that I call solitude.
Yes.
And you think you're the only one experiencing the difficulties or the pressures that go with small business. And it's always good to sit in a room and get reinvigorated again by stories of success stories and, you know, how people overcome those, difficulties in their own business. So... You know, it's always great to do that. And given that on the 20th of this month, we're going to sign a small business council friendly charter with the commissioner of small business. I'm really looking forward to that program as well and seeing what we can do to invigorate, help, facilitate all of those things that inhibit businesses reaching their full potential.
Oh, absolutely, and great to be able to, for the businesses too, to be able to hear some of the things that are coming up in their part of the world, many of which the council is a part of. A big part of that, I suppose, is the budget. You've got a draft budget update and public consultation that starts on the 17th of this month.
Well, that's the proposal at this stage. Hopefully, there's a lot of work goes into these budgets. They're
yes.
a big document. You know, they're a budget for, $90 million budgets.
Wow.
There's a lot of moving parts into it, and the officers are working overtime to hit the deadline. So hopefully we can hit the deadline. And for some time now, we've been releasing our budget prior to adopting it so that the community can scrutinise. And if there's anything we've missed, they'll put a submission in, and we welcome those submissions in relation to what we may have missed or what we might be able to reconsider.
Mm-hmm.
So look forward to that process.
Absolutely. All right. Now, not only rebuilding after COVID, but rebuilding after the much-needed and welcomed rain in the Southern Downs region. That's what the Ag Expo next month is all about.
Yeah, look, it's coming together. There are things at the Ag Expo like 10 Minutes with a Master where you have a number of different people in the room with a specialist skill and you spend a bit of time with each one of them. It's a little bit like speed dating and, food producers who are the most important people on earth get the opportunity to maybe share, what they're struggling with or what might be inhibiting their business. And so, it's a great format. It's well received. And, I'm sure those who come will benefit from it.
All right, I see that it's back in beautiful Stanthorpe, which I know you'd be happy to see. And that is happening Thursday, the 3rd of June. And that is a free event. So make sure you head to the Southern Downs Regional Council website for all the details on that. You don't want to miss out on that one. There's a second round of funding for the Regional Arts Development, and that'll be closing at the end of this month. So encouraging people to get in an application in for that.
Quite often they're oversubscribed, but it does close on the 31st of May. And all I can say is if you think you're not going to get the project up and don't apply, you definitely won't. So my advice is put your application in because that's the only way you're going to get the... That's the only way you're going to get to smoke the cigar is by having an application in.
Love it. Now, it's heartening to see that you've got full dams and you've had some great rain, but, we know the scenario that can be down the track. So the Southern Downs Regional Council continue to commit to work strategically with other local governments as part of a broader water regional security. And this is so very important for the future, making sure that we continue to have that water that you need.
Our neighbours may have water today, but they may not have water tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, when we built Storm King Dam, as an example, there might have been 1,000 population in Stanthorpe.
Yeah.
And it provided water successfully, no problems. But now our population's, 6,000, and we need six times the water, and it wasn't built for six times the water. And, my neighbours would be in a very same predicament. You know, their water supplies were built many years ago, and now they don't cope with the population change. And, my life has experienced many, many droughts. And today we're a day closer to the next one.
That's right.
So we've formed an alliance. We must never forget the drought. And we need to identify how all of our communities are going to be sustainable in relation to drinking water in 100 years' time. And so the idea of the alliance is to put on the table everything that's been discussed in the past and see if we can work out one that benefits all of us, or maybe one or two that benefits all of us. It's a great initiative, and I look forward to the outcomes that we might be able to deliver with those conversations.
Well, congratulations to you on being named Director of the Southern Queensland Inland and New South Wales Border Regional Water Alliance, working alongside mayors from Gundawindi, Toowoomba, Western Downs, Tenterfield and into the Lockyer Valley. And I know you'll be championing that very strongly, very passionate about that and your beautiful region, as you should be. And as always, thank you so much for your time this morning. The Mayor of the Southern Downs Regional Council, Vic Panisi.
Thanks, Lee, and what a great place that we live, work, play and stay.
You cannot be serious!
Yes, I'm serious, and quitting the smokes isn't easy, but this guy has taken it to a new level. İbrahim Yücel from Turkey has smoked for over two decades and decided patches just wouldn't cut it, so he used 130 feet of copper wire to make his own head cage, locked himself in it, and gave his family the key. Now, the helmet was designed to be similar to a bird cage, and İbrahim even wears it at work. Whilst he says it has been effective to give up the cancer sticks, he is sick of his workmates asking if Polly wants a cracker. And a pilot who miraculously survived a plane crash and then spent 36 days lost in the harsh Amazon jungle has told how he refused to give up despite the odds against his survival. So sort of like that TV show where a plane crashed and everyone was lost. I think it was called The Plane That Crashed on an Island. Anyway, Antonio Cena went missing after running into engine trouble on a short flight to a gold mine. He survived the impact of the crash and managed to escape through the windshield and scurry away with just moments to spare before the plane burst into flames. He had a backpack with water and other essentials, including a mobile phone, but no reception. So, a bit like having a Telstra account in Westbrook. Cena then started walking through the jungle under constant threat from Amazon's notorious jaguars, anacondas and poisonous snakes, and over 3 weeks he trekked about 27 kilometres. 36 days in, and Cena spotted Brazil nut collectors who eventually got him to safety. Cena said he was most looking forward to sitting in a comfy chair and watching some telly. But after one episode of Big Brother, Cena disappeared back into the jungle, never to be seen again.
You cannot be serious!